Number 1.
Dr. Jenkins, could I speak with you for a moment?
Sure, Eric. What's on your mind?
I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open in class. I have to work 2 part-time jobs to make ends meet, and your class is so early in the morning.
So are you thinking about dropping the class? That would be a shame, considering that your test scores have been pretty good.
No, not that. I need this class in order to graduate next year. Actually, I was wondering if you could arrange your seating chart so I'm sitting right up in front. That should help me pay better attention in class.
I think I can probably do that.
Question: What is the student concerned about?
Number 2.
You're not sending a personal email from your office computer, are you, Alan?
It's just a quick note to my mom. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Didn't you read the memo from the CEO? Using office computers for private communications could get you fired. I heard they're looking for excuses to cut staff.
I doubt if they'd take a birthday message that seriously, but thanks for the warning.
Better safe than sorry.
Question: Why is the woman concerned?
Number 3.
Sam, next week it's my turn to drive us to work, but my car's in the shop.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, I had an accident over the weekend.
Nothing too serious, I hope.
No, just a fender bender.
Okay, well, why don't I do the driving next week? And you can take your turn once your car's fixed.
That would be great. Thanks a lot.
Question: What do we learn about these people?
Number 4.
I'm sorry, sir, but your credit card was declined.
I don't understand why. It was fine yesterday.
Perhaps you've reached your limit. It happens quite often.
I don't know. That's certainly possible, I suppose.
Anyway, I suggest you call your card issuer. Do you have a debit card or a personal check you'd like to use for today's purchases?
No, I'll just pay with cash.
Question: What's the man's problem?